In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What a wonderful week this is, in many respects. It's a week of graduation, a week in which the graduating seniors receive the highest recognition this seminary can give them, namely the recognition that they are qualified in every respect for the office of the ministry of word and sacrament. But perhaps even deeper than such events in our own fellowship is the celebration of the Feast of the Holy Spirit this week. What a wonderful week it really is, as the lessons from God's Word remind us again and again of the important work of the Spirit in the life of the Church, in our lives. And, of course, this week, we can't fail to notice the work of the Spirit in the work of the minister. I particularly lay on your hearts this morning the words of the Gospel of St. John, which precede the Gospel for today, because it, this pericope, sets forth very intimately the relationship between the Spirit and the minister, and provides us with a fitting thought as we close a year of living and working together, as we prepare to enter a new phase of our ministry to the Church and the world. St. John writes in chapter 15, verses 26 and 27, these words: "When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness to me. And you also are witnesses, because you have been with me from the beginning." These words, brothers and sisters, lay upon our hearts the fact that our ministry is in fact witnessing with the Spirit to Jesus Christ. It goes without saying that all of us want a spirited ministry. Whether we are going out on our first calls or our vicarage assignments, going out to a summer of witnessing in our various vocations for the summer, we want our life, our witness, our word to be filled with the Spirit, to reflect His gift to us and to the Church. Sometimes we mistake what that really means as we think about a spirited ministry. There's a tendency, for example, to think that that means that the pastor or the Christian witness must spend an inordinate amount of time talking about good works, Christian sanctification, the life of good deeds, the life of love, important as that is. But perhaps in our own day, there's a tendency to think that a spirited ministry means a ministry or a witness that focuses on the Holy Spirit, or on His gift, or on His manifestation, or a ministry that is filled with references to personal experiences. Now, obviously, there is nothing wrong with personal experience, nor is there any ministry that is complete that does not take full account of the wonderful gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit. But let us, in these days especially, not fail to note what Jesus Himself says about the ministry of the Spirit. Yes, the ministry with the Spirit. What is its focus? Let's read those words again. "When the Counselor comes, even the Spirit of truth, He will be what? He will bear witness to me," says Jesus Christ. And immediately He adds the word about us. To be sure that the word about us is so spoken to His chosen apostles, but as those who stand in their train, the words are spoken also in a special way to you and to me. You also are witnesses, because you have been with me from the beginning. In other words, the task of the Spirit and our task as the successors of the apostles is to be witnesses to Jesus Christ. It's a very interesting fact, is it not, that the Holy Spirit, who one of our colleagues calls the half-known God is in fact in his very divine function, one who bears witness to someone else, not to himself, but to Jesus Christ. The Augsburg Confession in its third article, not even headed on the work of the Holy Spirit, but rather an article dealing with Christology, links the Holy Spirit to Jesus Christ very, very clearly. And that is certainly in keeping with these words of John. The work of the Spirit is to bear witness to Jesus Christ. And you also, says John, you disciples, you apostles, are witnesses. Witnesses of what? A personal experience? Well, to be sure. But witnesses of Jesus Christ, because you have been with me from the beginning. But remarkable words these are to you and me on this day, for they would remind us in this week of calls and graduations, of leaving the fellowship of Concordia Seminary for a few months at least, that we do not go out alone, but that we go out as witnesses. The task of a witness is to say what he has seen, to speak about what he has heard, to tell about his own apprehension, to tell where he has been, to talk about the truth as he has seen it and come to believe it. That's your task and mine. That's what we've been doing this year. Oh, we didn't have quite the seminary or quite the faculty that those early disciples had. Jesus reminded them of that. You have been with me from the beginning. But in our own faltering way, that's what we've been about this year too. We have been disciples, and we have been with him from the beginning of this year, from the beginning of our lives, commencing with our baptism, listening to his words of forgiveness and good cheer, watching him heal the sick and forgive the sinners, and experiencing, believing in our own lives, the message that God was indeed in Christ, reconciling the world and you and me with it unto himself, and has given to us that same ministry of reconciliation. The world isn't always going to like our witness. In fact, the words of the text are set in a context which reminded the disciples of that, how the world would hate to be a witness just as it had hated Christ. And then the words would come after it, I have said all of this to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour comes when whoever kills you will think that he's doing God a service. So being a witness to Jesus Christ in a true spirited ministry is not an easy ministry. But these words are indeed words of comfort in that kind of world and in that kind of ministry. For he who stands by our side as our paracletos, as our advocate, our comforter, our strengthener, is none other than the Holy Spirit himself. May these words be words of good cheer for you on this day and in your ministry. Your task is to tell what you have seen and heard, how Jesus Christ is indeed your Lord and the Savior of the world. You say those words, you speak those words, and you live the life of a witness to what you have seen and heard, knowing that he who stands by your side in that witness is none other than the Comforter, the Spirit of God's truth, himself. May your life and ministry be comforted as you bear witness to him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.